How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we are back in the MyBookie Live Casino playing some blackjack.
Hoping to get some holiday luck.
Yeah, you got to buy Christmas presents.
Is it Hanukkah yet?
I don't know. That's a great question, actually.
I have no idea.
I didn't see any hubbub about Hanukkah. I don't know if it's been if the 8 days have started yet.
Have they been laying low?
Yeah.
On the seventh day of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me.
Oh, wow. Actually, they're stealing valor, and Hanukkah starts on Christmas Day.
What the fuck? I thought it was way earlier.
It depends. It's like Easter. It moves around.
I don't care for that. It seems like an Israel move.
So Hanukkah starts on Christmas Day. The war on Christmas continues.
I mean, they have to distract from the other war.
I guess. We'll be so mad at them for that, we won't care if they carpet bomb something.
I mean, if they take over Christmas, it's on site.
Yeah.
With Israel, let's go. Come on.
You cannot take that.
Netanyahu cannot take Christmas from us.
No. He wants to. People don't realize it, but he wants to. And a bust on my first hand. Let's go. We got Montana dealing cards today. If you've never played before, it's like playing blackjack over Zoom, basically. It's pretty
Boom.
Did you get a 20?
Yeah, I won my first hand. I should leave.
You should get out, yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Thanks for tuning in. No.
Yeah. Oh, shit. But yeah, it's not Hanukkah yet. Usually it is Hanukkah, like, right now. Like, early December, mid-December is Chanukah, as they would say.
Long December.
It's been a minute since we played.
Like Counting Crows?
What?
Long December?
No, I haven't heard that one.
You weren't a 90s alt-rock guy?
Nah. Not really, no.
That would have been in like your wheelhouse.
I don't want to sit
You
on
were in high school in the 90s. Everyone knows that. Yeah,
I don't want to sit on a 12, and I should have, but it is what it is.
16, flip a 10, flip another 10. Ah, boom.
She busted. God damn it.
Let's go.
All right. It's all right. It's all right.
Too straight. She's been good.
She's been a sweetie to you. Kind of a jerk to me.
I love a woman named after her state.
Yeah.
So low energy today, huh?
Some chick named, is what it is.
Really
some chick named Alaska
out.
Would get you going.
Yeah. Really wiped you out doing 10, or like 10 episodes of softcore yesterday,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. Damn it, can't double down.
18, just got to take my medicine.
Give me an ace. 20, I'll take it. And she's going to push us.
No, 14, come on. Bust. I pushed.
That's, all right.
Push is a win. Let's amp it up a little bit.
Putting $500 on the table to start. Let's go.
I won $200. It's really a $300 hand.
Yeah, didn't get a ton of sleep last night. Also, I was just like, you know, you're tired, but you can't fucking fall asleep.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You weren't counting sheep?
No.
You should come up with something else.
I tried to watch hockey. That usually does it for me.
Anyone that's ever wronged you on social media, just start counting that through your head.
Okay. The list is big.
15, come on. Bust. Oh, that's
or
brutal.
The opposite of a bust.
That's fucking brutal.
The exact fucking opposite of a bust.
Eesh. I learned my lesson there in Montana. I will continue to play with my tail shot between my legs.
Yeah. It's all right. $100 hands.
It was a dog that got in the trash and I got smacked on the nose.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you found some chocolate.
No. That was my old dog that died when he ate the advent calendar.
Oh, no. He was killed by Christmas?
Yeah, it's a sore subject in the family. My childhood dog got into the advent calendar.
Christmas killed your dog. That's not great.
Ooh, blackjack, too.
Wow.
Montana's vicious.
Doesn't care about your dead dog.
No. I'm also lying.
Oh.
That would have been brutal.
Yeah.
Do you still do you get your kids advent calendars? You get them little pieces of chocolate?
No, we don't do that yet.
or a little trinket.
I have not begun that. We did St. Nicholas Day this year. Did you do St. Nicholas Day as a kid?
Yeah, where they fill your shoes.
Yeah.
In the hallway.
Well, that's in school, but we did, my family would always do, like, there'd be a knock on the door, and you open it, and there's, like, a small gift. Like a little gift there for you. Usually just, like, an N64.
Yeah, my buddy
something.
Played a little prank on me on St. Nicholas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Filled my shoe full of tacks.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Man, your fucking legs and feet have just gotten fucked up. Your All leg, right. Your foot with tacks, your butthole. Oh, everything below the waist with you is just been abused.
Yeah, that's why I try to overcompensate with my upper body. Just become a unit. Although, I mean, I got some good legs on me.
You got a nice donk too. Yeah, so it's fine. You came out
ahead. It's a trade-off. My leg's all fucked up, though. It's still slightly angled to the, like, 105 degrees off.
Right. Shit happens. What do you got there, babe? What do you got?
Alrighty, let's split these eights.
I'm just going to hit on the 10.
Hope for better.
Wish you didn't have a 9. All right, chilling.
Yep, split them. 11. Double
right,
down on that.
Let's go.
YOLO. Come on. Oh,
okay.
18.
Okay.
No, that's not great.
Yes,
she's going to flip a 10. 17 will stay. She's going to flip a 10.
She's about to flip a 6 and a 10.
No, she just beat.
Or a
she 10. Just whooped my ass right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes things don't go the
my way,
way
ever.
You
yeah.
want them to.
Not here.
No, not here at all. I don't even know what to talk about anymore because we don't have any college football to watch other than the Army Navy.
Is that your
game.
Whole personality is college football?
Yeah, at this point. You want to talk about my kids?
No.
Okay, then.
You got anything else going on?
No.
Just no college. Mistresses in the night?
Mistresses? Who has the time?
Honestly, it's exhausting talking to women.
I like, what? I got one already. That's so many.
I know. And she don't shut up. She don't keep her mouth shut.
God, what a nightmare that would be. I saw a TikTok last night of this chick that lives in Dallas. She was talking about how...
Are you already the old podcaster that just talks about TikToks he watched?
Yeah, probably. Do podcasters do that? I don't know.
It's an old guy thing now.
I don't listen to podcasts.
TikTok's demographic is the young Gen Z and younger, and then the old heads.
Yeah.
Damn, she's killing us right now.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah.
But she was talking about how these rich Dallas dudes will just, like, buy her, because she's, like, a hot blonde chick, will just buy, like, her friends, like, drinks, and then be like, here's $1,000, go have fun shopping or whatever. My name's, you know, Billy. And they're, like, married. Kids, whole shebang. And she's like, is this just, like, all men in Dallas? Or I just want to be like, yes. It's Dallas.
Sounds like Dallas, yeah.
Where do you think you live?
That's why you have guys that look like Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Typically, his wife's not that attractive, but he's
shots fired.
A gajillionaire. She's whatever. You know, he seems like a good guy, actually.
Yeah.
But most dudes in Dallas look like a fatter Scottie Scheffler and have nines or tens for wives.
Yeah, it's insane. And this chick looks like, she's probably wouldn't actually marry a guy like that, but she looks like a lot of the girls who are married to dudes like that.
Did I win? I don't even know.
I wasn't paying attention.
What she had? It's happened so fast. You have to pay attention, guys.
Oh, Scotty does have a cute wife, but he did, you're right.
She's fine. She's like, whatever.
He married a normal woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't marry like a Dallas chick.
No.
But that's good. That's what you want.
Honestly, a lot of golfers these days aren't really...
crushing?
No.
Was
everyone used to think Adam Scott was hot as fuck.
Yeah.
All the girls, all the chicks were like, oh, Adam Scott, he's the hottest golfer. His wife is so mid, if not worse than mid.
Well, I feel like it was really just Paulina Gretzky kind of get like up to the game. You know what I mean? Oh, 14, huh? That's cool.
Also, just being able to bang the great one's daughter.
I know.
She has 99 tattooed above her coochie.
Yeah, her dad having her dad's number tattooed on her vagina is a choice.
I mean, I'll accept it. He's the greatest hockey player of all time. He's
probably statistically the greatest North American athlete of all time.
Yeah, dude, no one's going to touch his records.
No.
Because,
well, Ovi is about to pass him for goals
but that doesn't matter. Dude, he has, like, the amount of assists Gretzky has.
His points total's insane. Insane.
It's not close.
It's like, it'd be like if Babe Ruth had 1,200 home runs.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking stupid. Yeah.
I'm sure it's a different game, and people are trying to fucking talk us into, like, Connor McDavid being better than Wayne Gretzky. Like, nah, dude, you gotta win a cup first.
I can hear that for a lot of different sports about, like, different dudes and shit like that, but not...
Gretzky would still be the same guy,
yes,
I think.
Not Gretzky. Like, I can... You could... because there's situations where it's, like, obviously LeBron James has, like, the perfect basketball body, so you can make an argument he's a better basketball player than Michael Jordan. But, like, there's no argument to be made
that Gretzky... Did Jordan start that? Like, was anyone saying, oh, Magic Johnson's the greatest basketball player to ever live? I don't think so. Kareem.
Prior to Jordan, people were probably saying about Kareem or who's the dude who won
Bill Russell?
Yeah.
No, nobody was saying that about Bill Russell.
Nobody cared. That's the thing, though.
That's what, like, I'm saying. Nobody started the conversation or cared until...
People barely gave a shit about the NBA LeBron, until the 70s. And by the way, there were very few... The talk about greatest baseball player of all time basically started with Ty Cobb, which is about 30, 20... No, Ty Cobb played... Like, right around the time of the first World Series, which is what you can call the modern era. Like,
Ty Cobb doesn't sound real.
Why?
Just the stories about him.
He sounds rad.
Just beating a nub.
Beating up a crippled guy.
Yeah, guy with no legs, no arms.
Oh, why did I hit? I didn't mean to hit. I didn't want to do that.
He does not sound rad either. He sounds like a fucking chotch.
Nah, he sounds rad the way, like,
plays the game hard.
He sounds cool the way Genghis Khan sounds cool, right? Like, obviously Genghis Khan's a monster, but like reading about his shit.
I guess he sounds very like a amplified Pete Rose almost.
He's the amplified Pete Rose. Pete Rose fucked a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I'm sure Ty Cobb did too. I wouldn't put it past Ty Cobb. But also, he just seems like the kind of guy... Pete Rose ran over a catcher in an All-Star game, right? He
ruined his career, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Cobb did that.
That is Cobb-esque, for sure.
Cobb would, like, slide into dudes, spikes up.
If you want to have fun, go Google Ty Cobb sliding into home.
Is he, like, drop-kicking somebody?
It is essentially, like, a Matrix kick into his chest. I mean, it's one of the funniest pictures.
Dude, speaking of the Matrix, the Wachowski sisters now.
Are they making another one?
No, they're chicks now.
Is it 2011? They've been chicks for a million years.
I know, but that's crazy.
Is it
that both of them decided that?
Is it
the one took you? The one had to, like, he waited like 3 or 4 years after his brother.
No, he waited like 6 or 7. It was a long time.
Yeah, but he had to see how it went for his brother.
Right.
So he's a coward.
She's
a coward, whatever.
You don't want to be the first through the wall, I guess, you know.
It's like, how's this working out for you first?
But, like, anyone, I mean, The Matrix is just basically a giant BDSM movie, so it is like, who cares? Like, true. I was like, oh wow, how shocking.
It's a little stolen valor, though. They'll get like top female directors, and so, well, they made these movies as dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that should count. You got to start at Speed Racer.
Right. It's any movie they made as chicks, fine. But, like, you can't put Matrix up there. They were still men.
Nope. Yep. Can't do it. Can't fucking do it. I guess you could do the new terrible Matrix.
Right.
That I did
first
not
Matrix?
Even...
I'm sorry. That is not a female director.
No. I don't care what was living inside of them.
All right. Who's this little mommy?
Yeah. Montana wasn't very nice to us.
I'm down. Yeah. I just did the math. I'm down. But not terrible.
Not like horrifically down.
No. Right. Not down bad quite yet.
Gypsy.
Oh no.
All right.
We don't need a gypsy curse.
We're just getting like porn names today.
We need a gypsy rose. She does have red hair.
Oh, she started off with an ace.
Probably about to flip a 10.
Yikes.
I will not take insurance. Yep. Yeah, you take money.
Oh, baby.
But I will not negotiate with terrorists.
No, never. You never take insurance. You have low self-esteem if you take insurance.
If you're a scared motherfucker, go to church, you know? Ice Cube taught me that.
Goddamn right.
She's shuffling.
Got to shuffle the cards. This is how you know it's real at mybookie.com on the live casino tab. They're shuffling. They're shuffling for fucking real. This is a casino on some island somewhere in the Caribbean, and they are broadcasting live to your laptop where you can play real fucking blackjack, and the promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000, and if you play regularly, you are in the MyBookie Plus rewards program. Every dollar you bet on here is a point towards your rewards program, so that's pretty sweet. It gets you stuff like rakebacks, other cool bonuses, so on, so forth. Anything you bet on MyBookie counts towards it. Let's see what we got. Come on, Gypsy. I understand 12. She had to fuck with us to keep up appearances, but...
Yeah, it's not a great start. Come on, hit me with that 9. Hit me with the 9. She's got the girls out.
She does.
Damn. Come on. Hit me with the 6.
It'd be funny if she just gave you 3 threes in a row.
I mean,
if you get another 3, I was going to say, if you got another 3, you needed to hit.
Right.
And I pushed it with a 19. Sweet.
All righty. Let's get our money back.
Going 500?
Why not?
Why not?
I will be destitute for Christmas.
So this is Christmas.
Have you bought your kids gifts yet?
Yeah.
I hope.
They have all their shit.
Also, just repackage the gifts that they already don't have. Know. The toys they already have.
They don't know.
They don't know anything.
They don't know anything.
Mm.
And also, I'll just blame it on Santa. I'd be like, oh my gosh, Santa must have not realized you already had this toy.
Boom. There we go.
Oh, Santa's getting old, buddy. He's got dementia.
Dude, Santa got shot down by a drone.
Yeah, over the Ukraine.
Anti-aircraft.
It was a big bummer.
Red sleigh down.
I think Gypsy's missing a finger.
What?
Gypsy's missing half a finger.
I don't think. Where? Which hand?
That hand with the 2 pointing.
She might have.
Nope.
A short.
Wait till
finger?
She puts all the fingers out.
Oh yeah, she is.
She is missing half.
She's
a
got
finger.
A stub. She's got a stub.
That's why she's got the girls out.
What do you think happened? Did she get in deep?
I think she did. I think that looks like a mafia cut. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like a...
And actually, that's why she's working for my fucking...
Yep. For no pay for 5 years. She's an indentured servant.
She had to learn her lesson.
She was in deep to the mob on this island. They were like, all right.
My bookie offered her safe passage.
You're gonna work off this debt.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a piece now. We're going to take a down payment.
In a chunk of your finger. What the fuck?
Dude, they did that. That's real. I'm going to sit on the 12. Poor Gypsy. That's a clean cut, too, at least. This guy knew what he was doing.
Come on.
There we go.
Or she was just dealing such good hands. My bookie had to take a chunk.
Oh, they thought she was fucking around?
She thought... Maybe they thought she was in on some type of heist, really.
You never know.
My bookie heist.
What a spot by me, though.
Right? I actually never look at a woman's hands, so I never look for like a fucking wedding ring or anything.
Really?
I just talk to people. I'm just very oblivious to that kind of shit.
I always look for a wedding ring.
You're like, if you're both married, it's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh boy!
Damn it!
Oh boy!
That was not a double down. Didn't go well.
Do you have a tan line from it?
That would require
are you just pasty?
An ability to tan.
Yeah, so I guess you could just pull it off.
Yeah, no one would ever notice. Yeah, no, it just comes off.
That seems like chick shit to recognize.
That's not chick shit. That's just fake. You would have to be so fucking tan, and
look for a ring. I'm saying
to look for a ring.
Yeah.
Also, dudes don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll fuck anything that will fuck them. Not my fucking problem. I don't care you got kids or family.
I don't know. If I found out the girl after the fact had like a boyfriend or husband, try to be a homie, maybe leave a note under the toilet seat.
Hey, dog.
So when he flips it up.
Yeah. found out your hoe ain't loyal. No disrespect. Had to hit, obviously, but don't want you to get stuck with a disloyal hoe.
Right. Like, I didn't know. Don't blame me.
Well, you're like, I found out. Still hit. But, you know how it is.
I don't think I would if I knew.
You would.
It depends. How hot is she? Boom. Finally.
Look at building that 21.
Although she'll probably push me here somehow. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. All right, Gypsy. Was she praying?
Have you ever had
sex
with a married woman?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever had sex with a married woman?
Literally, yes.
I don't think you and your wife have sex.
Whose babies are they?
Obviously, not yours. Just kidding. They look exactly like you. They're just little fucking bloated potatoes.
Whoa. That's fucked.
Is it?
I'm not bloated.
Do you see our boy Paul Mescal on SNL?
I saw some of the sketches, yeah.
The one about going back to the homeland?
Yeah, yeah.
One of our lads is back.
He's back. Oh, yeah.
Quarter Irish.
That happened to me. I was talking to an Irish guy here, and I was
like... Well, you wouldn't know. You've never been out of the U.S.
I was talking to an Irish guy here. That's why I said that, literally. And I was like, yeah, I'm actually Irish myself. And he just looked at me with so much disdain. So, which is... I've said this before, I think, but it's like telling a veteran who did two tours in Afghanistan that you're like, I've played a lot of paintball. Yeah, I know. I know what it's like to be shot at.
Dude... The Irish need all the allies they can get.
I agree. They shouldn't be so uppity.
Why are they gatekeeping their own fucking people?
If it wasn't for America, Ireland...
I'm sorry, our ancestors made the right move and came here because there was a fucking famine.
What I'm saying is, if it wasn't for the United States, Ireland would just be fucking Albania. Just a small, dinky country no one gives a fuck about.
We built this country. And then, yeah, Ireland. I'm sorry, you guys, like, got left behind. It's just like you missed the boat.
Right.
It's just the people that are pissed they missed the boat.
These are people that slept in. A little lazy.
No, I didn't know if I wanted to hit there. But, sure. I guess I didn't choose. You chose for me.
Yeah, she's doing the choosing here. Oh, that... Might not be a great smile.
When we were in New York, though, we went to an Irish pub, and they had only bartenders from...
Ireland?
Ireland. It was nice.
Sounds racist.
Well, I kind of like the authenticity, or they were lying. I don't know.
The authentic. I hope that they were all just like, what will that be for you? It's a Guinness or a Jameson. That's all you can have. And you're just like, wow, real Irish people. And they just go back, and they're like... God, everyone here is fucking retarded.
Probably. They're probably actors.
Yeah, exactly. They're Broadway actors. Yeah.
It's kind of like them kind of warming up.
How about you, Ariana Grande's boyfriend was working there?
You know, now that you say it, he did look familiar.
He was just like, hello there. What could I do you for at old McGillicuddy's Irish pub?
And the more I look at Ariana Grande now... The more I understand how he was able to pull, because she is not looking...
She's perfect.
She's looking pretty rough.
She looks perfect.
She looks pretty rough.
She looks perfect. You're a fool.
I'm just not, though.
You're jealous?
Of what?
You're a hater.
I don't even think I would approach her at this point.
You're a... That's an outrageous
statement. If she wasn't famous?
It's outrageous.
She is a street rat.
Outrageous statement.
Dan always says Taylor Swift looks like a fucking trailer park skank. Ariana Grande looks rough.
Ariana Grande is beautiful. She's perfect.
She was.
She is. Well, she was more perfect. I'll give you that. Man,
she's declined rapidly. She looks like she is on heroin.
Heroin chic is back.
It's not. It's not even chic though. It's heroin. It's just heroin.
That's hot.
Ugh. It's been a bad day. It's been a really bad day.
What, at the table?
I mean, it isn't going as fast as it typically does from like 0 to negative 100. It's just been a slow bleed, really.
Yeah.
It's like I got shot in the stomach and I'm bleeding out.
Just like, I'm thirsty. How do you just give me some water? Ugh. Getting a lot of these just like purgatory hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go.
Come on.
Just another bust.
Just another day in paradise. Six. Come on. Yeesh.
Or 10.
Yeah, that'll do.
One or the other.
And of course she flips a fucking 2.
God damn it.
You bitch. I hope you lose the other finger.
Wow. You hope she gets in deeper to the mob?
Yeah. I'm kidding. I would never threaten anyone.
This is why she's such a killer here. She knows what happens if you let people win too much.
She's looked the devil in the eyes.
Yeah, that's a clean cut.
Got away.
At the top knuckle. Oh, boy. They really did just take the top knuckle off. I'm going to double down on the 11. Fuck it.
I mean, what do you need that part of your finger for anyway?
It's superfluous for sure. A 2. Jeez.
What if she was actually married? And then she's like, I want a divorce. And he was like, you want a divorce? Chop the finger off, took the ring.
Give it back.
God. Come on.
Oh!
What?
Oh. Oh, it's a nightmare.
This is gross.
All my double dabs are going horribly.
All right, let's just do this.
Going to 1K on the table. Okay, we're here. We're there.
Things are clearly going well.
Honestly, it's 27 minutes in. I'm impressed by the restraint.
It's yeah. It's really just been the conversation that's been keeping me at bay. Come on, ace. All right, we'll take the 20. $1,000 hand, take the 20. Hope she doesn't totally fuck us.
All right, gonna hit on the 9.
If she
obviously
does, I gotta just walk out.
Let's see. 18, I'll deal with it.
15, come on. There's just no 6. No 6. There we go.
All right.
Bang.
Pushed.
All of a sudden, it's not a terrible day.
All right, I'll bet it. I'll drop $1,000 on the table this time.
And I will take my money back and
go back
slowly bleed out.
Just be happy. Yeah. All right. Come on, give me a chance to double down.
It is the holiday season. I did just buy a truck.
You did. That's your Christmas present to yourself.
Payment's not till January, though, so.
Okay. Free month of a truck.
Free month.
9 again. Oh, jeez. That's
glad
not
I,
sweet.
Didn't put $1,000 on the table for this.
14.
Keep it going. Keep
Hit
it going.
Again.
All gas, no brakes.
20, let's go. I'm going to push.
Probably. Ah, 1 too many. Ooh, don't do it.
Yes. Let's go. Let's keep shooting.
All right, let's do it.
Let's keep shooting. Ah, she's shuffling.
Oh,
all right, well, we're just chilling here on the MyBookie live casino. Shoo-ba-de-doop-doop.
Waiting for the boys to come back from Nashville.
They're partying with Tucker Carlson or something.
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah. All the
Sean Ryan.
All the boys. I think it was like low-key the launch of Tucker Carlson's Zin.
He has his own tobacco product.
It's not tobacco.
Whatever.
It's nicotine. There's a difference.
Because nicotine is a nootropic and it's good for your brain.
It's actually like really good for you.
And it's still addictive, but.
having a sweet brain is pretty addictive.
It's fair.
You get addicted to being smarter than everyone.
We can come up with something that is also, we'll come up with some like pseudoscience. Say it's, oh no, it's really fucking good for your
Just
like,
call it a nootropic
brain.
No matter what it is.
That actually happened when we were talking to Kyle Kingsbury, former UFC fighter at On It.
What?
Like, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Doubling down.
He was saying that he started to snort copper, shaved copper.
Oh! Double down to the 21.
Do you hear me?
Yes. What the fuck?
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Oh, boy.
Come on. Bitch, I will take your whole hand. Are you kidding me?
She owes us.
I'm not. I need a minute. I'm just stepping off of that. I'll just put it on.
I need to snort some shaved copper after that.
Need to snort a knife. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in the health and fitness community that are just retarded.
Yeah. Glad I didn't put $1,000 on the table.
Yeah, she's about to take my money. I'm not gonna take the insurance. Don't do it. Don't do it.
We don't negotiate.
Okay, we didn't do it.
Darius. All right.
Stick on the 19. She's still gonna fuck me. She's gonna flip a 20. She's gonna flip a 9.
Yeah, I can see that. I got a 9 though. Damn.
Oh.
What?
Two aces.
Oh! Oh! You have. Oh. I've had a 21 on back to back hands.
Oh.
And have pushed on back to back hands.
Oh my God.
I'm putting $1,000 on the table.
I can still feel being I'm being penetrated as we speak.
With her 3/4 finger.
It's almost like she has a blade going in and out of our assholes.
Yeah, my sphincter is the ring on her ring finger.
It's and it bores her.
Yeah, oh, you bored? Is fucking us not entertaining to you?
She's just going through the motions.
Ugh, this was a bad one.
Can we get her out of here?
I don't like Gypsy.
Well, we should have known.
I got a 21 for the third straight hand. I swear to God, lady.
Well, she can't possibly fuck us. There's no way she's going to pull a 7 here. No way. No. She tried.
Oh, Jesus she tried. Christ.
Oh, boy. Still fucked me.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. There's no way she can continue to fuck us this hard.
That's unfucking believable. Her last three hands were 21, 21, and 20.
Mm-hmm. Look at this, and she's just exhausted.
Oh, I'm so bored. You guys are just soft dick little bitches.
16. Love that.
I'll stay on the 19.
I just gotta hope. Oh, well, there you go. There you go. I should have hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna.
What was that, another 20? So she's gone 21, 21, 20, 20.
Yep. I'm gonna go low.
Just a little baby hand?
I'm gonna ride this out.
Just a little appetizer?
Dude, yeah. It hasn't gone well.
Well, you've more left than I thought, thank God.
Yeah, but I just
Yeah. 18. All right. Flip a 10.
It's a good thing I did the baby hand.
Yeah. 12. Here comes a 9, probably, if I had to guess. Oh, a 10. Oh. What do you know? Hey, what do you know?
It's all because I took the bullet.
Because you took what?
A bullet for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
If the 9 would have given her 21.
Yeah.
I'm betting $25 behind you.
Oh, you're betting behind me?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's go. I will play this hand perfectly.
14.
Splitting.
Split them.
Splitting. Let's go.
So I have $50 on the table.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. I will stay on that one.
Hit.
12. Hitting on the 12.
Double down.
Oh, I should have. That would have been funny. 13.
Keep it going.
Yeah, we're riding this thing out. 18. All right. All right. 20. Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
Sweet. Sweet. Ha. Oh, my God. Whatever. It's all good.
It's cool. I didn't care. I didn't want this money.
I don't care about. Yeah. It's actually like cooler to lose money and then like not care about it because it makes you seem rich and awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, whatever. I got all 10 fingers and lots of money.
Yeah, you got to really appreciate the things in life that you do have.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We pushed.
Oh, yeah, you're so sorry.
Like, you're at work, right? You think you're doing everything possible that you deserve a raise, but we honestly don't teach people enough about gratitude.
Yes. Have you ever thought about giving some money back to your boss?
Your landlord.
Yeah. Tip your boss, tip your landlord. People don't do it enough.
Tip your dealer that totally fucks you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jeez, dude.
Come on, I have 20. Don't do this to me.
The things that she is pulling out of her ass right now.
She's going to do it. Don't do it. Come on. Don't.
Oh! Fucking real. All right, I'm putting 1,000 on the table.
I can't keep doing this, but I will.
But you will. You're going to get it back right here. She's bored.
She's bored.
Yeah? You bored? You see how much money we put on the table, lady?
She doesn't care.
How bored are you now?
She's like, you sure? I've only taken money from you.
How bored are you now?
All right. Blackjack, 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 blackjack.
Oh, what's the opposite of a blackjack?
No. Oh, fucking hell.
This woman is the devil. This is like a gypsy curse, which is probably the title of the episode.
There you go. Gypsy curse.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is just
She can't
brutal.
Keep getting away with it. She can't keep getting away with
I
it.
I can own a house by now. I'm an idiot. Why am I so dumb?
Because you got to chase the dragon, man.
Like, it doesn't even do anything for me at this point.
Yeah, you're just dumb to it.
I mean, when you're fucking dead, what's another stab do?
Yeah, I'll hit on the 12 because I have to. Because you're mean. 19, I'll take it. Probably fucked, but I'll take it.
Mm. Hey.
Look at you. You got a 20.
My $100 hand
pushed,
I finally won.
Pushed on the 19. I don't know the last time she's had a hand below 19.
Not
like
often.
It has been 19 through 21 for the last 10 minutes. I swear to God.
Come on.
Just a fucking animal.
She's jiggling them. She's doing like a little
we see you,
dance.
Girl.
All right, there's 10.
Oh, boy.
Nah, I can't even double down.
No, you can never double down with her.
Would have been sick.
Would have
really felt something there if I could double down.
That's the only way.
Give me an ace.
A bust. All right, great.
Come on, give me something good. All right, we'll take
there you go. There you go.
Don't do it. Don't do it. There we go.
Boom.
Give me one good reason to get back in the game. I don't think I've had a blackjack yet.
I'm betting $1,000 behind you.
What?
Yeah, I just bet $1,000 behind you.
Why would you do that?
Because I feel like it. Because
okay.
I trust you. Dan, I just put $1,000
on my... Ace, 20. Oh, no. 20? She's got 10. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't flip an ace. Don't flip an
don't
ace.
Don't you...
12? What else?
Yeah! Boom!
We're back.
Just put.
Not really. I'm still down.
I put my trust in you, and you rewarded me.
I didn't have to do anything. I was given a 20.
Well, you rewarded me anyway.
That's true. You would have taken the one of the tens.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good strategy.
Should we just team up?
Yeah. I'm putting together a crew.
Single boy.
Oh. God, I gotta just sit on the 17 and watch her flip a 10.
I'm gonna split threes and be a real psycho.
I guess, dude.
Yeah, 13. Fuck yeah.
So dumb.
Let's go. 23. Okay, busted, but it was worth it. Let's go. 13 again. Hell yeah, redemption tour. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
It would have been some of these tens might be useful for her to bust.
15. Come on. Yeah, worth it.
I mean, one of those tens would have been really useful. But there we go. Boom. We're back.
Let's go.
Keep it going. Ride that momentum.
I'm a damn animal.
Can you feel it? It's us coming back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. All right, I'm putting $1,000 behind you again.
We're about to pull an SMU.
Yeah.
We're about to get our money back and then just totally kicked in the nards.
Oh, boy. That was brutal. Got to tackle, baby. So I put $1,000 behind you again, by the way,
as well as... Well, I got a 3. You probably should have stayed off the table because I would have had the 8 and the 3.
You got a 4.
I would have gotten the 8 and the 3. That would have been...
And then you would have gotten the jack.
Yeah, let me hit...
No, you...
Oh, dude, I didn't... 14. We'll stay. All right. Come on. 10. 10. 10.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Keep it going. We're all the way back.
Let's go.
If I win this hand, we're like essentially back. We're essentially back.
Fuck you, gypsy.
It's not as brutal as it could have been today.
I mean, things had to take a turn at some point.
It could have been really bad.
Yeah.
7-3 Oh, 15. Ooh, 15 huh? Nope. Okay. Watch her fuck us.
Chilling on the 15 because she's got a 3.
12.
We'll see how 10, that goes.
10. 10. 10. Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. We're only down like $700 now.
Saddest.
We're only down like $700.
Oh, my God. What a victory. What a dub.
Truly. I just won like four straight $1,000. It could have been much worse.
Really funny.
Could have been much worse.
Back to 100. Yeah, it's probably
good. It's a little bit of a heat check here.
Yeah, you got to relax.
Kind of see. Yeah. Yeah, probably a good thing on the 6. 16. against the 2.
All right. Chilling. Against your 2, Gypsy.
She's going to flip a 9. I can feel it. Yep. There it is.
Woo, but you know what?
It's like I knew it. Yeah. It's like I sensed
the luck
it.
Luck was going to run out. Yeah.
I sensed it, and I was like, all right. This is to go up on the day. Let's do it.
All right.
To go up on the day. Barely.
I'm betting $1,000 behind you, because I trust you to go up on the day.
All right, well, if you're going to do that, just don't take a hand.
Well, I already did, so.
There's my should have been my 10. There's a 10. 18. Well, I can't do anything here. She's just going to
flip it.
She's going to kill us. Well, no. 15. Come on. Come on. 10. 10. 10.
Yeah! God damn! Where right! Are
they? Dude, I'm up $200 today.
Let's go!
I'm up $200 today. The Gypsy Curse has been reversed.
Lifting the Gypsy Curse. Yeah, that is the new title for this episode.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Come on.
See, I'm just going to chill out of this hand. Mm-hmm. Betting behind you has made me a lot of money today.
Yeah. That should just be the show now. Rob can't possibly fuck me if he bets behind me. Rob doesn't fuck from behind.
No, I'm missionary only.
Ask his wife.
Missionary only. Everything else is
he thinks it's too disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. Plus, you got to look at a butt.
You're not a butt guy?
Butts
tits only.
Butts are where poop comes from, moron.
It's true. It is gay to have anal sex no matter what. Like, there's a perfectly good vagina right there.
Right. That you can go into at any time. Pretty easily, too. Mm. Like, you don't just jump into an asshole.
No.
It takes a little work. Takes a little finesse.
Let's do it. Come on.
Going 1K. Shuffling again. We're in the My Bookie.
Let's call
live
it. This is the last hand.
Oh, what the fuck?
Say the last hand.
Last hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, actually, the next one's going to be the last hand because right. I got kicked right. off my seat for some reason. But yes.
Bet behind me.
Yeah, I'll bet behind you.
If you can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I will. I should be able to. As soon as she's ready to go. Come on. Where's my shit?
Take your seat, maybe. I don't know. Come on.
I don't know what's going on either. Babe.
7.
All okay, right. I couldn't bet behind you
17.
Either.
She got a 4. Don't kill me.
Don't. Right, we'll do the next one. Will be the last hand.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't. No 10. Now a 10. Now a 10. No!
LOL. All
right. Last hand?
Last hand. I got 1,000 for me, and I got 1,000 for you.
You big spender.
Well, I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm up.
Honestly, Daddy. If I lose this hand, it's still not the worst thing. It was an okay day.
Yeah, yeah. But you won't lose.
It's not great, but it's an okay day.
You're not going to lose this hand.
4. Not a great start.
Oh, that's 6. Gross.
Against the 10, gotta love my chances here.
Pretty chill.
4.
Yeah, I'm hitting.
5. Give me a 5.
Bust. Okay. It's all right. You can save me.
Yeesh.
And you will save me. Come on, when five, you get 5 right here.
5.
Oh, boy. That was a fun way to lose 2 grand.
All right. Well, I think we caught there.
I think that's good. This was Casino Friday.
Battled back enough to not totally hate myself.
Yeah. Again, we're at the MyBookie Live Casino. Check it out.
Later.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.